Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Hey guys, can you talk about the second half again? It seems like a little bit of a pattern is kind of emerging with you guys, with the slow starts and then the big second halves.
Well, today in particular, like I said in the post-game interview, Coach just challenged us, you know, in our toughness. And he said it was important that, you know, we come out and we hit first. And that's been like our motto all year long. And, you know, our first two games, we didn't do that at all. And even this game, we didn't. So I think moving forward, we don't want to have that be a pattern anymore and kind of shift away from that and just come with it from the get-go. But, you know, coaches' talks motivate us. We get to lock in, look at the stats, break it down. And our coaches do a good job of getting back to us and telling us how to move forward.
Do you get past that? How can you, like, how do you come out with fast starts?
I
was going to say, just line each other. I mean, we're still new playing with each other. Our starting lineup, two dudes played with each other last year. Me and Mitt Dejean haven't played with this team. You know, I mean, we practice with them, but it's different in game. So as we get more comfortable, you know, throughout the season, I think those slow starts won't be as effective of, like, till later.
No matter where you guys have been, though, aren't November games supposed to be like this, kind of gritty and just not real pretty?
Yeah, I mean, a win's a win. We've been beating each other up all preseason, you know, like Coach says, and it's just nice to get out there and play against competition with last year and just have the fans back, everything. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, we haven't had a real season in about a year and a half. So just easing into it, getting better, like Coach said, doesn't matter, get better. And we're going to continue to improve in practice, and we're going to continue to come together and become more cohesive as a group.
Dejean, I knew you were dealing with some knee stuff and got it banged in the scrimmage, but you just kind of have looked out of sorts. But tonight you looked a lot more confident and in sync. Are you 100% there yet?
Oh, yeah, I am. My trainer, Pat, does a great job. Just staying loose, staying flexible, and just doing everything I can. It's not really a problem anymore. So I'm glad I'm past that part of, you know, my basketball career, and just it was just more about get into the flow of with the team. And, you know, like, I think this is the most points I've had and the least amount of shots I've taken all season. So that goes to show that the game is just really easy when you let it come to you. And, you know, I get going on defense, and there's so many different things I could do to get myself going.
What changes when Emmett's down playing in the post?
I don't think anything changes. Emmett plays hard. He's some that you really can't teach. He has a lot of heart. You know, I think everybody on this team has a lot of heart. You know, we have a lot of grit for our team at an early stage. I think the one thing is that we all got to come back and rebound. It wasn't as big as, you know, having Nate in there or Langston or Jackson or Riley. But nothing really changes when Emma's down there. I know he's tough. He's going to play hard. He can play like a guard. He moves like a guard. So he can get, you know, he's a big dude, but he can move like a guard, get charges and stuff like that, like he did at the end of the game.
Hey, just how huge was that T.J. Fuller step back three? I think you guys are down one. It's like under 7 minutes. And then that sparks like an 8-0 run. I think after that, you hit that falling layup, and then you hit a hanging layup. It seemed that's when the game turned.
We always say energy is contagious,
yep,
regardless if it's bad or good. So that T.J. hitting that shot, I mean, he's been working his butt off, you know, since he's been here. We believe in him. We want him to be, you know, confident in his shot because he puts the time into it. So it's just the energy that we give to each other. You see our bench, we bark sometimes when we press. I mean, it's just like we call it the Iron Man. You know, if you don't have it this day, we're going to give it to somebody else. And PJ gave us the Iron Man to get us, you know, rolling.
And to also answer that, Coach, you know, instills a lot of confidence in us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of guys in their past situations might not have felt as confident in their game and just like the fluidity of what they were taught from, you know, as a kid. But now Coach Hop translates it into the college level so that, you know, we can still maintain like our creative and unique play style, but also within the realm of the offense. So just finding those ISO situations and, you know, Coach has that confidence in guys to make those type of shots back to the PJ shot.
There are times when you guys are pressing, you know, where I see Emmett laughing and barking and smiling, and it's almost like, I know it's hard work, but
yeah,
it's almost like you guys are having fun. But when you guys are having fun and laughing and smiling and barking, can you sense that that's getting maybe under the skin a little bit of the opposition?
100%. But that's not our focus. Our focus is ourselves. So once we get ourselves going, once one guy starts barking, you know, it's time everyone start barking. Just being happy, and it's fun. Like, the game is fun. Like, it's only as hard as you make it. So as long as we enjoy it, like, I enjoy playing with Terrell. I enjoy playing with Nate, Jamal, and the rest of my teammates. So, you know, when I look up and I know that all the moving parts need to work together for the press to be effective, then that's what makes it the most effective and fun.
Who's got the best bark?
Langston.
Yeah, Langston, for
Langston.
Sure.
Langston. He started it. I'll give him that. He started it.
Hey, you know, obviously it's a small sample size, but in these past two games, the game has turned when you guys have gone to the press and gone to the man-to-man defense. Going forward, what should you guys be playing in terms of defense? Because it seems like those starts when you're in the zone, you just don't have the same type of energy.
I think that's coach's decision, but for sure, you know, we talk about it all the time. Sometimes we'll let up a three that hurts us just because we're switching defenses, but it's on me as a guard, as a point guard, to, you know, communicate to my teammates what defense we're in at all times and just make sure everyone's on the same page. But it's really up to the coaches. They do a great job of altering our defenses based off of our opponent. So tonight we knew that they were going to be a lot more driving and stuff like that, and we know that we can play defense and stand in front of guys like that, but there's also times when, you know, the zone is effective as well as the press.
I think that's the gift of being able to switch back and forth for defenses too. You know, we can go man for a little bit, go back to zone, press, you know, and that's just the gift of our team, our coaches. You know, we work on this stuff every day in practice. So it's like, you know, they trust us to be able to do, you know, 2-3 and then man and then press. And then it hasn't been like that for like the prior years until this year.
Terrell, one of the questions that people had is who's going to be that go-to guy at the end of the game? And I know you've had a couple of opportunities at the end of the half to, you know, wind the clock down and be the guy. How comfortable are you in that role?
I mean, I'm fine with it, but whoever got it going is going to, you know, end the game for us. You know, if Dejon had it going, I have no issue with him giving him the ball. PJ, Emmett, Langston, Jamal, whoever, you know, they can all score. That's what we work on in our warm-ups today, that we work on, like, the little game winners that with Coach Quincy. So it's just everybody has a good feel. But I'm really comfortable with it.
I'm comfortable with him, too.
And then it's a little unusual for a single player to have all of the assists. Just what happened there? I mean, you finished with 9 assists. I think that's all for your team.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that until they told me after. But it was just, the ball was in my hands, I would say. You know, I played the most minutes today. Different guys every game, but the ball was in my hands, and I can tell that they was loading up on me. And I told them, like, yo, be ready. I see them loading up on me, be ready to shoot, be ready to attack. And then that's just how it happened.
One more for me. At the end of the game, you know, you knew they were going to foul on an inbounds, and I was expecting either you to get the ball or Dejon, but you took the ball out and you gave it to PJ. Was that the plan?
Yeah, that was the plan. No, we knew they was going to press hard, so we had like a little design to make PJ come get the ball and have me be the back pass just in case, just so we don't have no turnovers or anything.
Is that it? All right.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, guys.
Okay. What were the things that you liked and the things that you
I like how we started the game offensively. We had been working on our offense. I felt like our guys were making extra passes, moving the ball well, better. Player movement, ball movement was better, but we were getting killed on the glass, and I didn't feel like we were fighting enough at the start of the game. And, you know, they remind you of when we played Houston in Hawaii. They're relentless on the glass. That's what they do. We talked about it, and they kept still doing it. And I felt like we had to be tougher. But those are the two areas, I think, you know, as we move forward, that good and the bad.
Yeah, it seemed like for the second straight game that things turned in that second half when you got pressure and aggressive, and it just felt like more energy was out there.
Yeah, you know, the energy was really good. The energy, you know, the press has been good for us, timely, right? We got steals, gets us aggressive. We can go smaller. And it does. It turned them over a few times. We had 15 takeaways, which is a great stat for us. Down the stretch, I thought in the second half, our man, even though we were small, we were gritty. We only gave up 4 foul shots in the second half. And I thought that was a big part of how we won, was that small team. Really proud of those guys. They battled.
I know you struggled on the glass and on the offensive boards, but you defended the 3 really well. Are they correlated? Is it tough?
It is. Well, you know what? We got out-rebounded by 25. Second chance points was what? 27. We got 27 off our turnovers. One of our biggest things is, you know, even historically here, we haven't been a great defensive rebounding team. The zone is not a great defensive rebounding defense. But when we do rebound, if we can, and we'll get better at it because we got really aggressive guards, we'll be able to get in transition, and that's where you hurt teams. We obviously have to get better. There's a lot of those long rebounds coming in, and everybody's battling. You know, we were looking at it. We weren't going and get it. And I thought in the second half, whatever defense we were, that one group just kept fighting. They just kept fighting for it, going after it, loose balls, very gritty. And it wasn't pretty, but we found a way to beat a good basketball team.
Maybe tell me a little bit about the thought that goes into having Emmett down on the post and Langston down there as opposed to Nate. Does it do something different for you?
I just think, you know, we can play, you know, man a little bit. We can do our switching man. Nate tonight, you know, just didn't have the great energy. When Nate has great energy, he's completely different. Just looked a little off. And, you know, we talk with our team all the time. It could be a different guy in every night, and it's been a different guy every night. I thought Langston came in the game today. The first couple games, he was just struggled. Today, he came in and played good defense. He got the lob. He dove on the ball. He rebounded. I mean, what did he have? How many rebounds? Sorry. In 21 minutes, he had 7 rebounds, 5 offensive. That's who he has to be. And when he's doing that, that's when we're going to be different. And he could match the athleticism of the opposing team. He was getting rebounds above the glass, you know, above the rim and all around that. We needed that tonight.
How is he?
He's been hit, fell a couple times in practice, so his hip, but he played to win tonight, and that's what it's all about. So many times, you know, players play and they miss some shots and it takes them out of the game. I'm going to give an example of a winner is Emmett Matthews. You know, he goes 1 for 9. He has 21 points the other night. He came and he had 3 charges in a row late in the game. That's a gritty guy. It's not working for him on the offensive end. I got to do stuff on the defensive end. That's all about winning and heart. That's toughness.
Have you ever seen a stat line where one player has all of your assists and they also have more assists than the other team?
You know what? I got to probably say I haven't studied it, but no. And the coaching staff's like, we had to have more than 9 turnovers. I was counting them. There's no way. But I thought tonight's game, you see the poise of Terrell Brown. You saw the toughness of Terrell Brown. You saw how, you know, like he just picked the team apart, made the right play, didn't force it. Little glimpses of Jalen Noel tonight on that 15-foot pull-up jump shot on the baseline and around, you know. He's just a big-time player. Dejon Davis hit 2 shots. And that's how we're going to win. We're going to win because we've got a better team. And we got a more together team. That's how we're going to win. And I thought, even though he was the only one with 9 assists, I think for the most part, if you said percentages, our guys, for the most part, made the right play. Did we make the shot where you get the assist? Maybe not. But we made the right play. If we keep making the right play, we got good shooters. That's when you start making it. That's when it becomes fun because you're playing for each other.
And then also like Jalen, is Terrell becoming your closer?
He's pretty darn good, man. He can score. He can get a bucket. You see the 9 assists. He can make the right play. You know, he's a hell of a player. Dejon makes great plays at the end of the shot clock. And when you have 2 guys that are really good ball handlers and decision makers, you got a chance. You got to definitely have a chance.
Three games so far this year. Do you feel you've gotten better each game?
I do. I felt, you know, the first game, I felt a little bit like we were stressed. We were, you know, everybody wanted to do great, and that's when you shoot poorly, and, you know, it's everybody was trying to do it themselves, and we've said it before, it's like having a new dance partner. You know, you got to gain confidence and rhythm with each other. And then game two, you only had one day prep, and so a little bit more bench. We played some, I thought, pretty good defense. The small lineup came in and did what they did. We made foul shots at the end. And then this game, I felt like our offense got a lot better. I thought, you know, our offense, we shared it. We spaced it. We made the extra pass. And that's how we're going to win. And we obviously have to get better in our zone. But our man-to-man today won the game, especially in the second half.
Will Wyoming be the best opponent of these four that you play?
I think Wyoming's a really good team. They're a better offensive team than these teams. They score, they shoot a lot of threes. They take 25 threes a game. So it's going to be a different type of game plan. And you know what? What you really realize is it's hard to win college basketball games. Teams are good. Texas Southern had St. Mary's down four the other night at St. Mary's. And St. Mary's at home is pretty unbeatable. They ended up winning by nine. It reminded me a lot of the game tonight. So they're a pretty good basketball team. They played Oregon and them. I felt like this team was an NCAA tournament team last year. They're picked to come to the NCAA tournament this year. They got four returning starters. I thought tonight was a hell of a win. So I don't know, study more of Wyoming. I just know some statistics. We haven't studied them. We'll study them tonight and tomorrow. But I saw they shoot a lot of threes, and that's always a danger to how we play.
Do you think it feels stick with the zone? I mean, I know it's your fastball, it's your snowball and the ice bite, and you know, but it just hasn't looked like it has in the past, and it seems like you're playing better with the man-to-man.
Yeah, you know what? It's been good. Our press has been good. I thought our press was, you know, changed the game a little bit tonight, too. And to be able to have both weapons is a good thing. Obviously, we still have to get better in our man in some situations. We have to get better in our zone. That's part of the growth. But we have guys that came from really good man-to-man programs that instinctively have been taught well, and they know how to play it. And if we have to use it in a game, we know that we have it. And there's a lot of coaches out there that do not like playing against the zone. We obviously have to be better at that. But we're going to adapt to the game, and having the more weapons that we have, the better for us. And the more you have to prepare for.
Terrell had 38 minutes. Is that too many?
No, no. That guy is an Iron Man. Since he's been here, he's been up at 6 o'clock in the morning working on his game. That kid is a warrior.
And one of the guys maybe not show up in the stat sheet again, but things seem to happen with PJ Fuller out there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really proud of him. We didn't have him a lot in the preseason, you know, but he is just really proud of the way he. He plays the right way. He is tough defensively. He's all about the right stuff. And he's just going to keep getting better and better. And the more that this team plays together, you know, I know we're going to be really good. I don't know when that is going to be, but we're going to be really good because we got great kids that work their butts off in practice. They all love each other. And when you have that type of a mindset and that type of character, that's when you improve. And so that's what's going to be fun to be on this ride.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.